Welcome back. Well, Land, as you know, it's tax time. That also means some tax scams are hot this time of year. To tell us more, we turn to Nicole Thomas from the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana for our scam of the week. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, good morning.
It always seems like a lot of scams pop up around this time when folks begin to file their taxes. What do we need to know about the tax scams this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, considering that just yesterday the IRS just came out and said that there may be some snafus around your taxes with the child tax credit advance and just in general the COVID relief in the last 2 years, it's getting relatively confusing. So people want to, you know, go to a tax preparer because they feel that that person probably knows what they're doing. Unfortunately, those people are often or can be, I don't say often, can be a scammer. So that's what you have to watch for. I actually just pulled a report. In 2020, we had 100 Hoosiers complain about a tax service either doing something wrong or being a complete scam. And some of these, as I read them, so one of them, a lady, she went in, she filed her taxes, and 2 weeks later started seeing new accounts pop up on her credit because the tax preparer stole her identity, or at least someone did. You know, related to that. So that's something to watch for. You want to choose a tax preparer that's reputable and one that has good recommendations, whether from your family, from reviews online at BBB.org, because you're giving them all of your personal data, your birthday, your social security number. Everything about you is in that folder of taxes. And so another one said they went to a tax preparer. They did their taxes and said, oh, you owe the IRS $7,000. If you pay us $2,000, we can get this reversed for you. Well, that's not how the IRS works. So that probably is a scam. It was a scam. It was investigated and found out to be a scam. So there are just lots of things that you have to watch for. And even some of these complaints talk about the name brand tax preparers, right? The big box tax preparers making mistakes or not filing their taxes. You know, it says this one lady said we went into this big chain, gave them our taxes. They said we'd receive our refund in 21 days or within 21 days. I checked the IRS website 30 days later and they hadn't even filed the taxes. They forgot. They got busy. So, you know, it can be really blatant scamming or it can be somebody who just made a mistake. You really, really, really need to effectively choose your tax preparer. And then there are even some online scam, you know, so you might decide to do your tax preparation yourself and you go to a website that purports to file your taxes for you. You put all of your information in there. And then your taxes are never filed, or maybe someone else takes your return. So you have to be careful with this data. And, you know, this is your cold, hard cash. We want you to receive it. We want the right person to receive it. So really think very, very carefully about who you're going to put that data, whose hands you're going to put that in this year.
Yeah. Is there any way to spot these things or how to know when they are a scam?
Yeah, one of the things that we say, you know, obviously the big box stores, they're not a scam, but they could still, you know, they could still misuse your information or, you know, misdo your tax return. So you just want to do some reviews. You know, if you're going with a company that you've not heard of before or that doesn't seem familiar to you, you absolutely want to check that out. Put that in the name of the company and the word scam next to it into Google. See what comes up. See if other people, especially if it's not a local company, right? If it's not someone that you can walk in their door and hand that information to them, and even then it could still be a scam. You might get some vibes when you get in there that this doesn't look professional or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of things. And, you know, in this instance, we just say trust your gut. Price should not always be the motivating factor. And so some people will say, I don't want to pay this big box store $300 to do my taxes. I'd rather do them online for $85. But is that company reputable, right? Why are they $85 and the other is $300? So you just want to ask yourself some questions. And if all else fails, go with what you know. Go with where you've gone last year if you had a good experience. Go with where your mom goes, your brother, your cousin, what you know, whatever. Ask for recommendations because, you know, again, that's some really sensitive data. Everything about you is in that file.
Oh, well, Nicole, I wish sometimes that we didn't have these scams to talk about, but it seems like every week you surprise me with another one, and I'm sure next week will be the same. We'll chat again then.
Talk then. Bye-bye.
Podcasts by Federated Media.